State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Teaching middle school students about what happened in Ferguson or talking about chokeholds and grand juries, that's not part of Common Core, and it's not likely to show up on a standardized test, but some teachers are teaching it anyway. I visited one such classroom in Lansing. Here's what it sounded like.
Who can tell me the facts that we know about Mike Brown? Jalen.
Oh, Mike Brown, he was shot and killed by a white man.
He didn't have any weapons, and he was walking down the street.
He was a teenager.
Welcome to Peter Maginot's sixth grade class at Shabazz Academy, an Afrocentric school in Lansing. Maginot, the teacher, is white, but all of his students are black. They're black, they're poor, and they're honestly concerned that what happened to Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Renisha McBride, and Eric Gardner could happen to them.
They were unarmed, so why would they shoot them? He was unarmed. He wasn't going to do anything, so how would that?
Police feel like their life is in danger when they're dealing with black people.
The students, all no more than 10 or 11 years old, know all about what happened in Ferguson. They talk about it at home with their parents. They talk about it on the playground with their friends. Their teacher, Peter Maginot, thinks it's also important for them to talk about it at school with him.
It's really heavy stuff, and it can be really hopeless at times. But I think it's important that they at least have exposure to them and have the opportunity to kind of talk about their issues, because I would hate for them to just get bits of pieces and that to be stuck in their head without a chance to kind of get it out and talk it through.
When Maginot started this semester, he wasn't planning to talk about any of this. It was supposed to be a class about leadership. But then an unarmed black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, was shot and killed by a white police officer. And a black man from New York died after being placed in a chokehold by a white police officer. So Maginot decided to spend the semester instead talking about those cases specifically and the treatment of African Americans more generally.
We have talked about racial profiling. We've explained it all the way through. But who thinks they have a solution? Something that we as individuals can work on or something our community could work on? Randa?
As the students wrestle with that question, there's one young boy at the back of the room wrestling with his own thoughts. 11-year-old Zion Adams is turned around in his seat, facing backwards. He's staring at a bulletin board he and his classmates made. There are four photos stapled up on the board. Trayvon Martin, Eric Gardner, Renisha McBride, and Michael Brown. The letters RIP are written in black marker over each picture.
It's like messed up because it's just really black people getting killed a lot. And really, you don't usually see a lot of white people in those kind of type of problems.
How does that make you feel as a young black man?
Scared and upset because it might happen to me one day. One of the people up on the posters saying RIP. With my picture right under it.
It's heavy stuff, what these kids are grappling with. They've got solutions, though. They've got sixth grade solutions. They want to hang up posters, go on field trips to schools with white kids and talk about the issues with them, get their take on what's been happening. For his part, Zion Adams is thinking more long term. Before this class, he wanted to be a paleontologist. Now, he thinks he wants to be a lawyer, so he can represent young black men who get in trouble.
Because then I could help people and explain their case, and I'd tell the truth every time.
So you want to bring some justice?
Yep. Justice. That'd be nice.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.